Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Majestic Mondays with DDI, Daughters of Deliverance International.
Keep moving.
Brooklyn bred through the woods of Holly. I roll like Tonto, hot show, chemo, sobby. But I still here, no doubt, I'm thankful, mommy. Life beautiful, I'm laying back like a cuticle. Past behind me, present look pleasant. Future the bomb, far beyond I'm headed. Big butter, J-A-Y, my lord, ain't nobody touching, so I'm still a try. What?
Back when I was a little child, it wasn't easy. Mama didn't always have a job to take care of me. But I love her cause she tried so hard to do her best. But when she fell short, God did all the rest. That's why
I think about what he's done for me. It's been so much that I couldn't even tell it. If I try, I think just to let the whole world know that we've all got something to be grateful for. So lift your voice.
Couldn't possibly remember all the things that you've done. In my life I've seen some weary days, but with you I've overcome. Why wouldn't I say yes to you when you gave your life for me? Now I'll give mine to you, and I'm gonna tell everybody.
All right. That was I Sing by Mary, it actually says I Sings. And I am Kiki Strickland, founder of Daughters of Deliverance International. Happy Monday, everyone, for your encouragement and to inspire you today. We are talking about the prayer of Jabez. Now, I don't know if it's Jabez, or pronounced another way. I'm going to be saying Jabez. You may remember a little while back, there was a book that came out about the prayer of Jabez years ago, 2000. For those of you that didn't get the book or didn't even know about it back then or never heard of the prayer of Jabez, the prayer can be found in 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. And that is going to be our prayer for today. It says, this is the King James Version, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Now, that's the King James Version. I don't know how many of us are still using the King James. I personally like the New King James or the New Living Translation. Here's the New Living Translation of that scripture, 1 Chronicles 4:10. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. Now, another version of the Bible that I really like is the Amplified Version, where they go a little deeper and they try to expand on some of the words. And here's that same scripture in the Amplified Bible. And it says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would indeed bless me and enlarge my border, my property, and that your hand would be with me, and you would keep me from evil, so that it does not hurt me. And God granted his request. So that is the prayer of Jabez. And I found on crosswalk.com 5 lessons Jabez teaches us when asking of the Lord. And this is what it says on crosswalk.com under 5 lessons. The very first thing scripture tells us about Jabez is that he cried out to the God of Israel. Jabez states God's lordship and headship over his life. When you pray, begin by acknowledging who God is. And I found this on allaboutprayer.org a little bit more, and it said, the prayer of Jabez reveals that Jabez understands what many people do not, that there is only one God, and he should be the center of our work. He wants to bless every life, but we must first make the choice to invite God into our lives and ask for his blessings. Jabez wants to succeed and increase his sphere of influence for the Lord. The specific sphere is not important. What is important is that when we want to reach for goals and accomplishments, that we have God guide. Proverbs 16:3 says, Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. And it goes on to say that it is critical to understand and practice this in a close relationship with the Lord. It is equally important to stay close to God and rely on his continued support and guidance throughout our lives. Jabez clearly knows and prays specifically to the one who can protect him from evil and pain, the Lord. At the end of the verse, it is clear that God approved of his faithful prayer by granting it. It is also important to see that Jabez was passionate in his plea to the Lord. He cried out to the God of Israel, it says. God wants to hear that we need him through our passionate prayers. All right, so there's 5 lessons that I'm going to go over. Come back next Monday for the rest of the 5 lessons from the prayer of Jabez. Thank you for joining us today for Majestic Monday. If you like what you're hearing, drop us a line, donate, send your prayer requests in or your testimonies, you can do so at our website at daughtersofdeliverance.com. So join us next week. And here is Fred Hammond's newest. It's called Always Praise. Fred is one of my favorite artists, as you all know, so I might be bringing you in the coming weeks a lot more of Fred. But here is Always Praise. Be blessed this week, and we'll talk soon.
Glory to God. They that wait on the Lord, the spirit of David running back to you. And also, this is the day. You know who I'm talking about. God's man for this hour, a great man of God. Stand to your feet.